Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. I probably look all wild out, don't I? Whatever wild out means. Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Mitchell. And happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Today, theoretically, marks the end of food season for me, which I have been known to eat like an idiot from Halloween to Valentine's Day. Halloween candy, starting with Halloween candy. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Super Bowl, and then Valentine's Day candy, which will go on sale tomorrow, which, you know, I'm not really into right now, which is good. I put on weight this season, as usual, as expected, whatever that means, you know. I knew it was going to happen, so I put on weight. Mrs. Kale told me 220 this morning, which ain't bad, considering, but I can't control my eating. I still can't control my eating at night, or I just can't control it. It gets to the point it just feels so good to eat and to consume. And I made a salad, and it may not have been the most healthy salad, but it was probably better than a lot of stuff I've been eating. But I ate way too much of it, and I knew it. I knew I ate just way too much of it. And then, before going to sleep, I had to get a bowl of potato chips and some drink. Laying in the bed, knowing damn well, just talked about this yesterday, but it wasn't, my rationale was, oh, it's just potato chips. But, and even though I do put vinegar and salt on the potato chips, and that may or may not wreak havoc on my stomach, I did it anyway, and it could, you know, you never know how that vinegar or whatever that salt those chips gonna hit your stomach. Cause you eat it laying down in bed and then drinking, you know, my Kool-Aid, which to my benefit, I dilute 2-to-1. I use 2 quarts of ingredients, 1 cup sugar in one of those packs, but I put it in a gallon container. But I knew laying in the bed eating, putting that stuff in my stomach, I think I sat up for a little while just to make sure it went down, whatever that means. But I can't stop, I can't. Well, I can. Maybe I don't want to. Maybe, as I was saying, the weakness in the flesh and a person's ability to enjoy and to do things that are not good for them may have overtaken me in such a powerful manner that I can't reel it back in. But anyway, today symbolically ends food season. I'm up 25 pounds. So I gotta get that back together. I'm up 25 pounds, but I'm fighting it. You see, I'm out here walking every day. I'm fighting it. Yesterday I didn't have any sweets because there wasn't no sweets to be had in the house. Today is an office day, so I'll eat breakfast and I'm going to the office. Then I'll have to navigate the foods that are going to be there, which I usually fail at, because sometimes, you know, people have luncheons And it'd be like free pizza here, free this there, leftover. People be like, Jeff, there's blah, blah, blah in the kitchen. And it is always just snacks there anyway. I mean, there's always just snacks there anyhow. My pup mix is there. Whew. Last week, my supervisors told me about they had pistachios on the fifth floor. And they were already shelled and salted. So you could just like grab handfuls and just whatever. I'm like, that's not good. At least, you know, give me the, put me through the effort of opening the damn thing. But shoot, yeah, I was able to just grab handfuls of it and just get it done. You know? So I was like, yeah, this ain't working for me. This is not the way we want to do this. So I got to navigate that. And we'll see. 2:20 in the morning on a Wednesday is fairly good. But I won't get my full steps in this morning because I got to go in the office, so I got to leave early. I'll get like maybe 6,000 steps in versus my 9,000 I usually get. But I'll get mine at work. So when I get off work at 8, I'll have, you know, well over 10,000 steps. And just keep the regimen going. Just keep the, you know, keep the routine going. The drive. That's important too. That's important too. So this is the official theoretical end of food season in my mind. Well, tomorrow will probably be official when all the candy goes on sale and I don't get that. And I won't. And I'll come home tonight and there shouldn't be any sweets. And if I can get through till Saturday, I say that like so desperately. Because I want to put emphasis on it, so. I just want to put emphasis on it. If I can get through till Saturday, and then start the whole thing over again a weekend. If I can get through Saturday, if I can get through Sunday, you know, I got to have a good weekend. I got to have a good weekend somewhere in here. And I'm not sure how I'm going to have it. I got to have a good weekend. I need to put a couple of them back to back. I need to figure out something to do during the weekends to where I'm not eating and being lazy. But you need downtime. And if you think about it, I really didn't have any downtime because I was in Ohio for 2 weeks with granddaughter. You get 1 or 2 days there, but you're not home. You're in somebody else's house. You know, I had my quiet time. I mean, it was wonderful, but ain't nothing like being in your house and being able to shut completely down. You know, to shut completely down. I don't have to worry about nothing. And there's people out there who, you know, during their normal life, never get that chance. I'm not one of them. I may even be addicted. Not addicted, but what time is it? 9:21. Yeah, I got 3 more minutes of walking. Then I turn around. I got to turn around at 9:24 to get back home at 10. Which gives me like a half hour to shower, get dressed, eat a little breakfast, and drive into the city. Which will get me there nice and early. Sometimes I get there so early, I take a ride through the expanding Skid Row. It's like a movie. It's like you go down there, it's like some kind of apocalyptic movie. It's just really hard to fathom that, you know, this goes on. And then you see like affluent, younger, I like to emphasize the contrast of a little young white girl, squeaky clean, delicate, dainty white girl walking with her dog. No dainty, not so much no more. Ain't nobody dainty no more because of media programming. Dainty is almost frowned upon. Women want to be ninjas now, or they should be, and if they're not, they look down upon. They just want to be housewives. What's wrong with you? You know, what's wrong with you? But see them squeaky clean, all, you know, fancy skin all out, and their heels and shoes walking over scabby, half-dressed black men laying on the streets, sleeping on the streets, or females is, I mean, ugh. There's some contrast down there. There's some contrast down there for sure. But how'd I get on that road? Oh, talk about how I take my ride through there, take pictures, take a look. You know, because I don't drive my car but once a week. So when I do get a chance to drive my car, you know, it's a reason. A reason, I guess. I'm just talking now because I'm distracted. And I'm getting close to when the alarm's going to go off. Did the alarm go off? It went off and it didn't go off. 36, 24, I'm supposed to turn around now. How come the alarm didn't go off? 9:24. Do I got it on Do Not Disturb or something? Let me see. How come the alarm didn't go off? Huh? 9:26 a.m. Oh, it's only 9:24. It's only 9:26, not 9:24. So look, I actually turned around. See? You get my 2 minutes. See, it's supposed to be 9:26, not 9:24. So the alarm wasn't supposed to go off. See, I turned around. Get that extra 2 minutes in. See that? And it should. A little turnaround and walking. Even though I turned around and walking, I was still walking. I was getting steps. It may get me back home earlier, which, I don't know, probably will work for me, you know. It'll probably get me back home earlier, because the distance I'm walking this way, it'd be shorter, so the trip back should be quote-unquote shorter. But anyway, I was just saying, you know, get downtown, take a drive, park an old nasty Pershing Square. I mean, you see some stuff down here. I mean, you see some people and some stuff. I mean, it's just amazing. It is really amazing in a bad way, I guess. You know, even though we need all kinds, and who's to say that the way a lot of those people are living down there on the streets isn't the way it's going to be successful? We don't know. We don't know. Maybe the street people will become immune to a certain kind of disease. There it goes. Maybe the street people will become immune to a certain kind of disease or get used to a certain kind of living that makes them successful through some kind of apocalyptic scourge or plague. And they may have the tools because of the way they lived on the streets or the, you know, body, whatever. I was going to say physique or, you know, chemistry. They may have developed the evolved the chemistry to survive. Who knows? We don't know. We need all kinds. We don't know. We need all kinds. So, but it's still apocalyptic looking. And Valentine's Day, end of food season, theoretically. I was just thinking about how important or crucial Valentine's Day was in my life in the past. You know, how, you know, I was affected by advertising and just the whole general idea, you know, sweethearts not having one or having one, and how it became a thing. It became a thing. I mean, I can remember ever since first, second, third grade, because, you know, even first, second, third grade, I had girlfriends or girls that I liked, you know. And then Valentine's Day was that day that you could, you know, do a little something for them. Maybe on the sly. You know, if they didn't, you know, because I wasn't, you know, the talker or, you know, I just wasn't. But my thing was, if he was to be around me, I knew how to make you like me or people like me. Any girl that I spent time around started to like me. And I can remember first grade. I can name them. First grade was Crystal Berg. Second grade, I think, was like Sherry Bryant. Third grade was Linda Carnathan. I can remember them. Felicia Harris, all them, you know, back in the day. I remember them growing up all the way through high school. You know, and then you make the little Valentine's, you put a little something extra special on it. I remember making one of them a little special bracelet or something, put in a box and decorated it, you know, go through all that to give to them. A lot of times, a few times I made gifts, even as an adult, or special Valentine's Day stuff that, you know, I didn't even give to them. I made it and just, you know, the opportunity wasn't there, or I just, you know, didn't give it to them. And I would actually have this thing laying around as a reminder, I mean. And then on the other side of it, you know, I've had my Valentine's Day glory too. You know, I've had, you know, rendezvous and romantic places and trips. And probably the biggest, best one, getting flowers at work. Oh my God. You know, I've had those moments in those years. I get flowers at work and give flowers to somebody at work. You know, to go through that. So I've had my moments up and down. Not up and down, but not even down. You know, I've had my up moments in celebration of Valentine's Day and, you know, walking around. The guy, big flowers delivered on my desk at my station, my workstation. You know, being that person. So I had my Valentine's Day glory, if you want to call it that. But, you know, I've had good relationships. I have, and I've had good relationships. So now, I'm confident isn't the word. I'm content with, you know, how things are and all that. I'm content with my life. And it's almost hard for me not to say that I just want to be left alone. I ask myself, what do I want? What do I want, you know? What is it that I want? I ask myself that almost every day at every level. From my job, to my life, to relationships, to career, to living places, to projects, to music, everything. Theory, how I want to be remembered. Legacy, I ask myself that all the time. You know, I'm constantly, not constantly, but I ask myself that continuously. I'm always evaluating what I want, but I'm content. And it seems that, you know, with the kind of try to tie it back to Valentine's Day, which I probably don't have to do, but to have the special Valentine or sweetheart in your life means a relationship. And that relationship, with that relationship comes obligation and responsibility. And one key thing that seems to always come up or be a big part of my thinking is I want not necessarily freedom, but it probably is freedom. I just don't want any obligations or responsibilities. I want minimal obligations and responsibilities because as I tell myself, I enjoy being alone with my thoughts almost more than anything now. I just enjoy being alone, thinking about what I want to think about, developing what I want to develop, working on things I want to work on. You know, I like to have control of, you know, to a degree. And like I'm saying right now, I got to go in the office today, and I'll get in there with them people. I call them people because I'm trying to be, you know, not hate on them, but trying to be antagonistic toward the idea. But I'll get in there, and I'll love it. I mean, I'll just love it. It'll bring my energy up. And I'll even say, I need to get out more. And I know I need to get out more because it brings my energy up. I'll probably eat less and everything, you know. So it's difficult for me to say. Not difficult, but I know. You know, I just be teasing my people because I get along. And then I'll get to work, and I'll see people. And we'll do this and we'll do that. And we'll have a good time. You know, talk and camaraderie. And people bring my spirits up. No matter how much shit I may talk about people, people bring my spirits up. And I recognize that, even though I talk crazy about people and this and that, people bring my spirits up. And I need that. I need that. There's no doubt I need that. And in my life, I've always had people around me. And not just support. I'm talking about energy, camaraderie. I guess you could consider that support. And not emotional support. But yeah, that too. I had it all. I just got people around me. I always had it. I never lacked it. So, you know, I never felt alone. Ever. See, I made jokes about that. About never feeling alone. Like people be getting on my nerves. Cause everywhere I look, there's somebody or something. You know, and then now I've evolved to definitely not be dependent on other people. And definitely not dependent or used to having other people around me constantly engaged. But even though I pretty much am, you know, I just take it for granted. I definitely take it for granted. There's no doubt about that. I definitely take it for granted. And because fish don't know he wet, as they say. And I just, you know, I just do me. Oh, I could have made it, but no, I couldn't. So Valentine's Day, the commercialization of it, you know, even the, it could, you know, lead to quote unquote despair, seeing couples and the marketing of it. You feel like you're missing out or you don't have this in your life. You know, you never had that experience. I can see how that could definitely be heavy on somebody. Loneliness. Like they say, loneliness around Christmas time is definitely a thing. There's a lot of pictures of people with family and stuff. And everybody don't have family. All that. So I get it. I mean, I get that. I get it. It's definitely a thing. So I understand. And you know, I love humans. I love humans. I love our shortcomings. I love our weaknesses. I love our dependencies. I love our inconsistencies. You know, the whole diversity of it all. I even love the things I don't like. That's where I'm at now. I probably picked that up or developed that from when I was introduced to Buddhism, and I start discovering the philosophies and stuff behind suffering and teachings or whatever the philosophy ideas of Buddhism. So, am I straight? Is that straight? How was I? I don't know if I'm crooked. Well, it doesn't matter if I'm crooked, I guess. But anyhow, just wanted to put that down like that. I'm overdressed, as you can see again. Probably big coat. Yesterday, I'm walking around in a coat, long sleeves, t-shirt, blah, blah, blah. I see people walking around in shorts and t-shirts. I had a t-shirt on, long sleeve shirt on top of that, coat on top of that, a hat. I see people walking around, women, girls too, in shorts. I'm like, wow, okay. Wow, okay. But anyhow, that's how that goes. That's how that goes. But that's it. Now I'm just walking. And I'm starting to feel it. Get me breathing a little bit. Starting to get worked up. Starting to get the energy. Starting to calisthenic or respiration or I don't know what to call it. You know, when you get your body gets going. But anyway, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. You know, I wish for you and everyone, as I always do, that you attain your passions and desires, whatever they may be. That's how I quantify happiness on an individual basis. My happiness ain't your happiness. Your happiness ain't my happiness. But I believe we can quantify and quote unquote compare happiness, your happiness with my happiness, based on the amount of desires and passions you have fulfilled for yourself. Even knowing that some people are happy not being happy. Some people are happier. There's going to be somebody out there who's going to be happier not being happy. And I know that sounds like a conundrum or an oxymoron or whatever you call it, but that's the case. You can't say any this or that for anybody. And who says happy is the thing to be? Who says happy is what we want to be? Everybody says, oh, everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to be happy. Who says? You know? They're taking up the whole thing. Beep, beep. I'll say beep, beep for them. Y'all taking up the whole road. I don't think I talk shit to everybody. It's up. Y'all was taking up the whole road.
This road's closed, you know that?
I know. Shh, I forgot, but I don't know. It's been closed for months, too. Yeah. You got me on that one. This road is closed. We ain't supposed to be walking on here. He got me on that one. And it's been closed for months. But we ain't stopped walking on it. As human beings, baby. As human beings. If we were instinctive and not conscious, once our colony understood that the road was closed, we wouldn't go there. We just wouldn't do it. Well, the road's closed, so we can't use it. In fact, here's the road closed sign, right here. Road closed. It's been closed for months. Got me on that one. See, bike path closed. I don't know if you can see that. Can you see that? Bike path closed. Yeah. See, that's what I love about human beings. That's what I love about human beings. Consciousness, free will, freedom to do things that are even bad for us. The weakness of the flesh. The best parts of humanity, if you ask me. Anyhow, swing on y'all two times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed in any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be, the totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey.